It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. No, wait. That's the wrong one. Let me try this again. Kephis was dead to begin with. Well, not actually dead, but it sounds dramatic and really caught your attention, didn't it? Anyways, Kephis was dead to begin with. In life, Kephis had been a podcast partner with a kind-hearted, overly boisterous co-host named Aludra. Aludra liked pets, some might even say to her detriment. Every lost or stray animal she could find was welcome in her home. However, with Kephis gone, Aludra was attempting to podcast as well as take care of her pack all by herself. She had grown cold and withdrawn from the outside world, only taking comfort in her animal companions.
I don't know if I can podcast and take care of all of you battle pets all by myself. I just don't trust anyone other than Kephis to help make sure you all get the love and care you need. I mean, who else can do all that and be silly on a podcast?
As soon as her thought was finished, Aludra heard a eerie moaning sound.
Aludra.
What?
Aludra.
I heard you the first time. What? Who are you?
In life, I was your friend and your old co-host.
Oh my god, Kephis, you died?
Well, no. But I figured it would be more dramatic this way.
Kephis, you look awful. You're covered in leashes, pet treats, and... Ew. Is that poop? Oh my god, it's poop.
I'm wearing the leashes of 400 different pets, the pet treats of 400 more, and I'm covered in the droppings of all the pets I haven't had time to clean up after yet. The amount of work I have to do by going solo has forged this life for me.
But why have you come? And what does this have to do with me? And since you aren't working, a shower really should have been the first thing on your list and not visiting an old friend.
I have come with a...
I have come with a warning. You will be visited by three spirits tonight to warn you against your current ways, lest you end up like me.
Kef, I know you. You take great care of your battle pets. You feed them and clean up after them and give them all the attention they need. I can't do this alone. Wait, did you say three spirits? You mean ghosts, right?
Yes.
But you're kind of dressed like one, and since you aren't dead, are the others really ghosts, or are they guys just dressed up too? I kind of need to know this.
Oh, they're definitely ghosts. Like, honest-to-goodness ghosts.
You know what? We can just do without that. That sounds scary. I'm good. I'll change. Tell me what I need to do. I'll do it now.
They are going to show you the error of your ways.
No, seriously, I'm good. Plus, isn't this what you're here to do? Talk me into changing my ways?
Well, yeah, but these guys are here to really drive it home and show you all the ways you have or are or will mess up.
Yeah, that seems like a lot of work. Like, I know my own regrets and I kind of don't want to go through them again. So...
Wait, what?
Yeah, how about we just skip that part? I mean, I appreciate the effort that you all put in, but no need to put yourselves out. Besides, you look like you're in bad enough shape as it is. You win! Just seeing you is enough for me to realize I better fix some stuff. Like, now.
That's not how this works.
Why not? You are a good spooky guy. Won't you get bonus points for soloing the group quest? No, my mind's made up.
The first ghost will arrive when the bell tolls one.
Is that AM or PM?
AM. These are ghosts. It needs to be scary.
Okay. I'm already scared. Besides, it's like not even noon yet. In fact, why wait? No one has to wait all day. I think I'll just throw a party, and I will just start right here. I will conjure some mana buns, and I know I have some feasts prepared for Wintervale, so let's go there. I can invite everyone I know! Oh! I'll even bust out my stash of pet treats and have everybody bring their pets! It'll be a Battle Pets party. Oh yeah!
Whoa! Can the spirits and I come? This sounds kind of awesome!
Of course! Have them stop by my garrison when the bell tolls 1 p.m. I'm a mage. I can do things quickly.
Will do.
Well, this has gone entirely off script. I guess it's all improv now. So, I guess Aludra pulled a party together in no time, with an already decorated garrison, some feasts she had stocked up, and a friends list that is easily accessible thanks to the Battle.net client. As the bell tolled one, her friends started arriving.
Happy Wintervale, Aludra.
Thanks, Tetsemi! A happy Wintervale to you.
Point me to the snacks. I hear there's a feast that needs to be tanked.
Hi, Aludra. I love what you've done with the place. If you ever want or need any help taking care of things, or just someone to chat with about pet stuff, let me know. I've got quite a menagerie myself.
Will do, and make sure you dig into the pet treats. There are plenty for everyone's pets.
Thank you. I'll make sure to give some to Lupin right away.
Miss Mulgra, I'm so happy you were able to make it.
I wouldn't miss it for all the gnome pudding in Azeroth. Here, this is for you.
A brand new battle axe? That's so sweet. You're the best.
It will help your pets win all the battles. Happy Wintervale to you and to all of your favorite gnomes. May they all be pudding.
As more and more people filed in, Aludra noticed someone who seemed a bit out of place.
OMF, is that you?
I am the ghost of Wintervale Past! I'm here to show you the downfalls and bad choices that have led you to this place! Also, get off my lawn!
Yeah, I already had this conversation with Kephas. We're good. No need to be dramatic. I'm going to change. Change it now. Look at the change.
Oh! Okay. In that case, where's the punch, darn it?
The party seemed to be a big success. Friends from all over came to visit Aludra.
Hey, have you had any luck catching the Globe Yeti yet?
You mean this year's new Wintervale pet?
Yep, that's the one. You can find it in the snow globes that are located in Orgrimmar or Ironforge. It's a bit tricky to catch, since it runs around those globes, and, of course, only one spawns at a time. But, you know, right now they're on like a half-hour spawn rate.
That's pretty cool! I love it when we get new holiday pets.
Just then, another out-of-place character caught Aludra's eye.
Excuse me, Maui. I need to go talk to someone.
I'm the ghost of Wintervale Present. I've come to show you... Wait, you having a party? This is on the script.
Yeah, we threw that out a while ago. I thought this would be more fun.
I was not prepared for this, pal.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So I'm going to change my ways, and stuff, and things, and you have nothing to worry about.
But how? Look around. Everyone's having a good time, your pets are enjoying themselves. Yeah, look over there. Ben has taken the time to pet and greet each and every pet you have. Now that's dedication.
Well, yeah, he's the guy who loves his pets and has a name just like mine. No, I'm kidding. Ben is nothing like Aludra. But he seems to know a lot about pets, and he's pretty cool, and that's why we're friends. I mean, duh.
Yeah, just some food for thought. Speaking of food, though, where's the feast? I'm starved.
As Ro left Aludra's side, she noticed a cloaked figure, dressed in a hooded robe. A dark mist was swirling the ground near him.
You are one of the most frightening people I've ever seen in my life. I'm guessing you're the ghost of Wintervale Future.
The figure nodded.
So, what's your deal?
The figure pointed.
Hey, he can speak for himself!
But he doesn't in the script.
We threw that out, remember? You should really let it go.
She has a point.
Okay, fine. Hey, I'm still getting paid for this, right? Right?
I am the ghost of Wintervale Future.
Yeah, Wintervale Future! You're kind of late to the party, changing my ways, blah blah blah. I've moved on. Everything's good now. Have some punch.
A single party does not the future change. The forecast I see for you calls for an 80% chance of trouble with scattered disasters.
Oh no, what do you see?
I see loads of unclaimed pet treats, droppings left to the elements, leashes hanging and draped everywhere, and a vacant podcasting chair sitting next to you as you attempt to handle everything all by yourself.
Oh, surely these are visions of things that may come to be, and not that will be. Can they be changed?
But that would mean that my forecast would be wrong and everyone would complain. So, yeah, that's kind of a given.
I know what I have to do. Thank you for all of your help! Also, don't forget to stop by the feast. There's some delectable mana buns I have conjured myself.
Mana buns? I could never say no to a mana bun.
Aludra, now sure of what must be done, looked around the room for the one figure she needed to talk to.
There he is!
Aludra walked over to the pet corral and put her hand on Ben's shoulder.
Hi, Aludra. Great party. Thanks for inviting me.
Ben, ever since Kevis left, I've been having a hard time trying to write, record, edit, and publish Battle Pets, as well as taking care of these pets. Would you like to join me on Battle Pets? It would really help. Plus, you're a really cool pet collector, and I think we'd have a ton of fun.
Boy, howdy, would I! That would be great! I've been wanting to talk to someone about pets for so long! You've truly made my Wintervale exceptional. Thank you.
No, thank you, Ben. Now I won't be covered in poop and leashes.
Wait, what?
What? I didn't say none. What?
Off to the side, OMF, Ro, and Hunts the Wind looked over at Aludra and Ben, and they smiled.
Hey, another one down! So, who's next on the list?
It's some orc named Garrosh. Ugh, that guy.
That one might be a little tough. Maybe we can ask Thrall to give us a hand? That's odd. You don't usually see thunderstorm clouds gathering during Wintervale.
Having completed their quest, the three Wintervale spirits disappeared, leaving everyone to enjoy the festive party.
From the bottom of our hearts to you and all of your loved ones.
Happy holidays, and may the new year bring you tidings of great joy and not a lot of pet poop.